This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What a great day. Lock her up. Lock her up. First. Guys, this is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, are you speaking tonight?
We're talking about preventing and treating the number one populated heart attack.
Okay. Can you share some highlights before I tell you about our electric bill?
Well, basically, there are half a dozen tools that are quite necessary, useful, and remarkably effective in preventing heart disease. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to concentrate on those, and even if you already got the disease but have survived it, you can still turn things around. So we will really concentrate on all of those things, because since it is the top killer in the country, it's worth preventing.
Okay, that is tonight at the DoubleTree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri. Is that from 6 to 7?
And time to answer their questions after.
Yeah. So Dr. Shealy will be on stage tonight, absolutely free, in a theater. It's at the DoubleTree Hotel. It's a wonderful, wonderful speaking room, and it's wonderful for the for those learning. We have been there together, and Dr. Shealy has been there many times. DoubleTree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri. There's free parking. The event is free. You'll get a chance to meet Dr. Shealy in person, ask him your questions, and it's going to be limited to, if there's standing room only, about 100 people. Right, Dr. Shealy?
Right.
If it's standing room only. Okay. Absolutely free. So, class, I suggest you take advantage of that. That's in Springfield, Missouri. Okay. So, I heard Mrs. Fennelli on the phone. I came into the kitchen after the broadcast, and I heard Mrs. Fennelli on the phone, and it sounded like she was talking with our electrical cooperative, and it sounded like she wasn't happy with the bill that she got, and she wasn't happy because it was not an actual reading. Now, we, as most people in the United States, have the smart meter, and so these smart meters are supposed to be really a boon to society, and they're going to help us out, and they're going to let the utility know when there's a power outage or a failure of some kind, and they're going to be right here, right after the failure, fixing it, and that's what we've been led to believe, and there's going to be lower costs because these smart meters have eliminated the jobs of meter readers. So anyway, what happened was, our electric bill is running, let's say, $100 a month. Usually it's less than $100 a month. So we do everything, the farming and the broadcasting and all that for less than $100 a month, typically. But we'll say $100. And the bill came in at $176.
Wow, that's like Medicare.
and then it says, well, this is not an actual reading. This is a computer estimated reading. So she said, well, what's with you guys? I mean, you look at last year, you know, it was way less than $100 for the month that their billing is for. And this month, for the corresponding month of this year, you want to charge us almost double. And so she said, you know, it's really not the money, it's the principle. And she got nowhere. She got the party line. So I said, well, let me call them. So I was very calm. I was very calm. But Laclede Electric hit a stone wall with me. And I explained to them, I said, well, do you know who I am? Because let me just tell you, I ran for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Co-op because I wasn't happy with the smart meters. And I can tell you that based on the result of this call, I may have to run again. Now, that would be really bad for Laclede Electric, the management. It'd be really good for the membership. So let's talk about this. And I explained that the estimated reading by this computer program that they have is higher now, 13 days into the new billing cycle. It's higher than the actual reading 13 days after the computer estimated reading. So what I'm saying is a month and a half after the estimated reading, our meter says it's lower than their estimate. So I told them that it's just a principle thing, and I absolutely, positively will not pay for somebody else's bill. I will be delighted to pay for our bill, the electricity that we use, and no more. Not 1 cent more. I will not do it. And I drew that line in the sand, and I made it very clear that I was not going to accept their estimate of how much they think we owe. But what I was going to do is I was going to make my own estimate of what I think we should pay. And that's all they're getting. And I will not accept fines and late fees and penalties as a result of my estimate. So I let them do the math with me. And they agreed that my number was right. And so they have this note in the system that I would be paying, and it's a little higher than I would normally agree to. But the gal, her name is Sherry, came up with, and me, $93.13. That's what our electric bill should be. But her boss called me, and her boss, Joe, said, now, it really should be $111.71. And I said, okay, let's go through the math. And we went through it, and we agreed that we will send them $111.71, not the almost $200 that they wanted. So here's the reason I'm taking Dr. Shuley's time to tell you this is, class, you can take a stand against the big machine and you can win. You have to be firm and you have to use logic and you have to be polite. And of course, Mrs. Finelli didn't yell and scream, and neither did I. It was very, very polite, but very, very firm. And I've been watching Columbo on Netflix, and I'm just reminding myself of how he did things. And he tried to be very polite. He apologized a lot because he didn't understand, but he wanted to make sure he got the facts correctly. And that's what we do. We want to make sure that we get the facts correct, and we want to make sure that we are not taken advantage of. So, Dr. Shuley, is this a genetic thing that has happened to me, and then maybe through osmosis, it's rubbed off on the rest of the family? Because I'm noticing our family, everyone in our family is very polite, but taking a very hard line when someone is trying to cheat us. Well, do you think it's genetic? Do you think it? Because my mother did not come out swinging. I mean, when she's very polite. You know her. She doesn't come out swinging. So it certainly wasn't nurture that did this to me, I don't think. But I think it's nurture that...
Well, it could partially environment, but let's face it. You have just proven beyond any doubt whatsoever that smart meters suck.
Oh, absolutely.
If they have to estimate what your use is, it means they are a total fraud, among other things.
Well, an interesting thing is they've decided, when I was on the phone, I said, well, I'll tell you what, since you have this smart meter, and I'm telling you that the estimated reading is higher than the actual reading 13 days into the new billing cycle, and they said, I said, do you believe me? And she said, well, I'm trying to ping your meter right now to get a response so I can...
But I can't get in touch with it. Oh, dear.
That's exactly right. She could not get in touch with the meter. So they said, all right, we're going to send a guy out. And I said, well, that's great. But I'm going to be here. So let's make an appointment. So what they were telling me initially was they're going to send a guy out on their schedule. And I said, no, I don't think that's going to work. It's actually going to have to be on my schedule because my gate is locked. Now, it doesn't have to be that my gate is locked, but I'm going to lock it to make sure that it's on my schedule. And so... So we agreed on a specific day and time, and I said, well, you know, it's going to have to be after 11:30 because I'm on the air until 11, and then so any time after 11:30, but I need you to call me at my home and let me know when you're coming so I can let you in, and I will be with you while you're here. By the way, so what do you think happened to the meter? Can you tell me what happened to the meter? What is your prognosis? What is your opinion as to what you're going to do, what happened, what is the cause? And they said, well, and this guy hemmed and hawed, he's the engineer that comes out, he hemmed and hawed because he didn't want to tell me. He didn't want to tell me the weaknesses of their system. So right. I will be there. I will be there with him, and I will report on the weaknesses of their system here on the air. And so I'm going to be with him. He's not walking around my farm. I'm going to escort him in and out.
Folks, we are talking to the master. Be prepared.
So the bottom line is you're in charge. I've told my sheriff, don't come on my property. Do not trespass. Mike Parsons, welcome. You're in. You're on the air with Dr. Norman Cheely. Welcome.
Hello?
Mike Parsons, are you there?
Okay.
Mike, do you have your phone on hold? Do you have it on mute? I've clicked, put Mike Parsons on the air. John, our engineer, is Mike there? Okay, well, let me put Mike back on hold. Mike's back on hold, and we'll see if our engineer can... Oh, okay, very good. Okay, Mike is Mike is just listening. I guess our, I guess our listen lines are down. And he didn't have anything to say about today's specific topics. Class, while you're here, November 12th and November 13th, gun shows. Gun shows. You can top off those items that you need to top off. Jackson, Tennessee. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Arcade gun shows. Jackson, Tennessee and Chattanooga, Tennessee, November 12th and 13th. So you may want to go there. Okay, Dr. Cheely, what items would you like to share with our class before I get into some of my questions?
Well, I think the single most important thing is to get your act together every day of your life.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what that means afterwards.
Okay, Dr. Norman Cheely is with us, normcheely.com, normcheely.com. And for those of you thinking about doing something nice for friends and family, you might want to consider going to normcheely.com, and you might want to get some magnesium lotion. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lock him up. And lock her up first. Dr. Shuley's with us. Getting things in order. We were talking about preparedness, and you were going to continue in the segment.
Well, basically, you know, take care of your health. That is your responsibility. No one else can or will do it adequately for you. So it means think right, act right, eat right, sleep right, and take certain supplements like vitamin D3, 50,000 units, either once a week or once every 10 days at the very, if you weigh less than 140 pounds. And, you know, no one can do it except you. Just as no one can be prepared with food in case of emergencies and other such things, as the basic of be prepared. Something that I've thought about since I was age 12 and joined the Boy Scouts.
Dr. Shuley, I got a call from one of our instructors, and she's going to be on the air with us in a few days. And she was absolutely furious that that you were banned from the meetup. As a matter of fact, she's going to be, she's a nurse, and she's going to be on the air with us in a few days. And she was so angry. She was like, her voice was raised, and it's like, how could they even think? How could they even think of doing this to someone like Dr. Shealy with his credentials? And she just went on and on. So she is going to be, I'm pretty darn sure, it's going to be a one-hour rant about how dumb people can be and not take advice and counsel. And so my question, Mike Parsons is on hold, and he'll be on with us just a minute. My question is, have you ever met anyone who has taken your advice and has said, you know, Dr. Shealy, I never should have taken that vitamin C. I never should have used that magnesium lotion. I never should have taken Dr. Shealy's supplement. I never should have used, Nixol. I never should have used magnesium lotion. Have you met anyone at all, who said they shouldn't have taken your advice? Anyone?
No. Well, there's that one guy that's a fundamentalist who was running the meeting that caused all the kerfuffle. But, you know, fundamentalists have no fun. That's the real problem with them. They have their heads stuck up in a dark space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike in Tennessee, Mike Parsons, you were on hold before, and I'm glad to have you back. You have a question for Dr. Norman Shealy.
Greetings, Dr. Shealy. So, Dr. Shealy, are you saying that there are people out there still suffering from anal retinitis?
Anal retinitis, yes, you're right. And it's about 35% of the population, in case you haven't noticed.
Well, what I was going to ask you kind of dovetails into what that other instructor is going to talk about, and that I find that there are people out there that want to control other people, though we, the people, aren't hurting them. They want to control us, and they want to dictate our lives to us, and they want us to be just like them. And I can't understand the warped mentality of someone like that. I look at all these people that were Clinton supporters, and they will step over a mile-long train of dead bodies and butcher babies in these abortion clinics to want to support someone for ilk. And they say Trump is Illuminati or some nonsense like that. It's like the guy is against the system. That's why all these Republicans came out against him, because they are part of that system. He is not status quo. They support status quo. That's why Canada and many other communist countries supported Clinton in their straw polls. How do you reach those people? That I believe it has to do with they would rather be well-kept slaves than be independent, self-sufficient, self-governing, and take care of themselves, as you and I preach.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that you can't cure stupidity.
Is it a lack of magnesium, perhaps, or a lack of vitamin C?
it's a lack of brain.
I think so.
I think they have a vacuum up there.
Well, that's probably another reason you should take cholesterol meds.
Yes.
Mike, anything else? I think we've lost Mike Parsons. Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. NormShealy.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This can be sliding.
When is today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the season...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. He's with us on Wednesdays. And if you'd like to sign up for the same free newsletter that I get multiple times per week, just go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And you can sign up for his free newsletter. You can get your bliss oils there. You can get buy his books there. And you can get free health information. optimal health information is available. So I suggest you consider going to normshealy.com and signing up for that free newsletter. And that that email address that you're going to provide does not get sold. I'm just saying that when someone signs up for your newsletter, you don't sell or trade or give away those email addresses. They
are just right.
So, class, you can. Yep, it's private. Dr. Shealy, there's a, you know, in this world we live in, we are quite obsessed with hygiene. You know, if we're fortunate enough to have a job, we don't want to stink on the job. You know, so we bathe and we use all kinds of personal hygiene products and we use deodorant and hopefully we don't use antiperspirants that contain aluminum. But you know, we don't want to smell as when we're out in the public. So we're doing our civic duty. But now the question is it possible that this obsession with personal hygiene, not smelling, using deodorants, applying these things to our skin, killing the bacteria that are on our skin. Is there a balance in nature that we are altering with detergents and soaps and antibacterial products that we apply to our skin?
Yes. I mean, basically, I don't recommend antiperspirants. I think that's the one that really is the most serious, and mainly that's because I don't know an antiperspirant that doesn't have aluminum in it. Those so-called stones that health food stores provoke are pure aluminum oxide. I mean, that's got to be a greater ripoff as a government. So I don't recommend them at all. There are, you know, the simplest, probably least expensive is Nixol. It does kill the bacteria that produce body odor. And that is something I could certainly recommend, that particular thing. But I do think you need to be careful about using antibacterial soap because our skin is loaded with bacteria, most of which are good bacteria.
And the bacteria that's the good bacteria is fighting off potential disease and afflictions that we may get as a result of it. Not, it's better that it's there than not there.
Exactly.
I guess is what you're saying.
A sterile skin is open to any kind of attack.
Okay. And so let me say what I've been doing. You know, in the shower we have shampoo, we have conditioner. Very, very, very rarely will I use conditioner. And I was thinking that maybe I don't have long hair right now. I might have what might be termed a banker's haircut. It's not short, but it's not long. And what I've been doing is shampooing my hair every couple of days and just rinsing my hair really well under the shower. Is that a good thing or not a good thing? I don't have any bugs, you know, no critters in my hair. Even
well,
though I live on a farm.
You know, my hair is, what there is of it is short. And literally, I do shampoo it every day. You know, it's just part of my bath. I don't think it's bad to do that at all.
Okay, is that shampoo or is that soap? Or,
no, that's shampoo.
You know, detergent bar.
I do use, okay. I don't know, my wife convinced me, you know, 55 years or so ago that I shouldn't use soap on my hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, but I'm glad you brought it up because, you know what, I tested something a couple of months ago. And did you know that regular old liquid soap, plain liquid soap, not antibacterial, just liquid soap, is infinitely better for putting on your face to shave than a shaving cream. It is so much smoother.
Dr. Shealy, I shave in the shower.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I do. I use a bar of Zest, and that's currently what I'm using. But we've used, when we buy soap, we'll buy several years worth. I mean, maybe like 10 years worth, literally. And we have a rack in the shower where we let the soap dry off and the water doesn't run on us. So, and soften it. So the bars of soap last a much longer time in our shower than maybe they might if they sit on one of those ledges that are always soaked with water on one of those shower stalls or bathtub surrounds. So we have one of these less than $10 racks that hangs on the shower faucet. I'm sorry, shower head area, and the soap dries from the bottom. And all sides. So the soap stays hard and it lasts much longer. But what I do is when I'm in the shower, I'll take that bar of soap and I'll wash my face with it. And then when I'm shaving, I will take that bar that has been wet and my face is wet and I'll rub that bar directly against the area that I'm going to shave. And then I will use the razor that's in the shower and I'll shave with that. And by doing that, a disposable razor will last about a year. Literally a year, and it does not wear out the blades the way shaving cream will wear out a blade. We're made to think that a shaving cream is, you know, the way to go, but I don't think it is, because I don't think we wash our faces after shaving cream, but I wash my face after shaving in the shower. So it takes a little bit longer, and I don't see where I'm going when I'm shaving. However, I very rarely cut myself. And then I take that same bar of soap, and I rub it in the palm of my left hand, and I take my right hand, and against the base of my thumb in my palm, I sharpen the razor with the soap going backwards against that part of my thumb, and that razor blade gets sharpened just by rubbing against my skin maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and then I rinse it off, and I can keep using that blade over and over. And the trick is to get the soap off it, to rinse that blade really well so it has no soap on it, and let it dry. And that's the trick to having a disposable razor, a quality disposable razor, last a year. So that's how I do it, Dr. Shealy.
Hmm? Well,
and I got a call from Kyle in Montana, and he said he tried it, and it absolutely works. And yes, it does. It absolutely works. So I've got a jar of razors that I bought. Oh, it's got to be a couple, at least 20 years ago. I bought a jar of them, a small jar of them, and I've got half of them left. So, and those are the razors I use. TV dinners. I was reading a story about TV dinners, and I remember back in the 1950s, 1960s, and these were these aluminum TV dinner trays, and you could heat them up in the oven, and wow, in 25, 30 minutes, you'd have a dinner with mashed potatoes and some beef or turkey and some vegetables, and it's all right there, and no fuss, no muss. Well, a story that I read said that eating TV dinners, or eating in front of the TV, meaning sitting down on the couch, the sofa, eating a dinner, regardless of what it is, might be bad for us because we're going to eat food that's not good for us, but we don't quite know it because we are being distracted by the tube. So we might eat something we say, this isn't so good for us, but we'll eat it because it's convenient and this television distracts us. What an interesting observation that is, right?
Absolutely on target, you know. I can't imagine a so-called TV dinner that doesn't have junk in it.
Right. And you know, they show pizzas. And, you know, if you get one of those Supreme pizzas, it's got BHA, BHT, you know, other carcinogens in some of the meats that are in there, the sausage and the pepperoni and so forth. What are your thoughts on pepperoni, Dr. Shealy?
Sounds like an excellent food to me.
Pepperoni?
Of course. Pepperoni? Why not?
Okay. I thought you might be concerned I thought you might be concerned because of the preservatives in it.
Well, I presume you're talking about the nitrates and nitrites.
Yeah, and the BHA and
DHA is good.
No, not DHA. B as in boy.
BHA.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I haven't paid attention to that. I think if I take adequate vitamin C, I don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right.
Vitamin
How about
C detoxifies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So vitamin C is the thing that we must take. And that's a really interesting point, Dr. Shuley, because when I was growing up, if you had a cold, take some vitamin C. If you didn't feel well, take some vitamin C. If you had sniffles, runny nose, watery eyes, take some vitamin C. And it was like the answer, the single go-to answer for, not feeling well. And you've been saying this for years and years, and I wonder how many people are really still paying attention to vitamin C. And I have a feeling we're not getting enough of it in our diet.
Oh, very few people are. The so-called minimum daily requirement is 60 milligrams. Mangus Raskin showed back in the late 70s that optimal was at least 1,000 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so your recommendation is a minimum of 1,000 and probably 2,000 is what we should take. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And now, are there any problems with some of us taking 1,000 milligrams or a gram of vitamin C? Diarrhea?
Yeah, anytime you increase it above 100 milligrams, you do need increased vitamin B6. That's one of the reasons that I recommend the at least 25 milligrams of B-complex.
I had a roommate in college, and he said, if you're going to go out drinking and you're worried about that hangover, all you have to do is have a big glass of water before you go to bed and vitamin B-complex. Dr. Shuley, is there any truth to that?
Absolutely good.
Okay, we'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements, and I'd like to talk with Dr. Shuley about these big bellies that guys are getting.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuler's Lewis. And class, did you know Volvo? Volvo is owned by a Chinese holding company. The Volvo Car Corporation, a Swedish luxury vehicle manufacturer established 1927, it's headquartered in Sweden, is a wholly owned subsidiary of a company known as Geely of China. Just want to let you know that Volvo that you may be thinking about buying is owned by a Chinese holding company. So, Dr. Shuler, I noticed that after my stomach surgery I started developing this little gut, and I talked to my doctor about that, and I said, you know, I don't think I like looking pregnant. And she looked at me and said, yeah, it's only a couple pounds, no big deal. But I see a lot of guys that, and I'm working on getting rid of it, and there is a link between gluten and, I believe, in these bellies. So this excess of visceral fat is now being talked about as being linked to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and colorectal cancer and also...
And heart disease.
Now, is it the symptom? Is the belly the symptom saying, pay attention because, you know, how can you miss this?
Well, I don't know that it's the reason, but it just happens that it is an indication of a metabolic, that's what's called a metabolic syndrome. In other words, you're not metabolizing sugar adequately. Remember, we can turn protein into sugar. Mm-hmm. We cannot turn sugar into protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so any carbohydrate or sugar and wheat, you know, has a crummy type of protein. It's not a quality protein at all. More important, it has Syrup Roundup in it. It's one of the great offenders. It just interferes with your total metabolic system.
So, Dr. Shuler, are you saying that without a doubt that eating wheat can cause a belly on a guy to just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Okay. So, class, if you've got one of these, you now know what to do. Get rid of the wheat. And so is the plan, Dr. Shuley, so in my case, let's say I've got a couple pounds, and actually it's getting smaller, so it's not so bad. If I wanted to get rid of the last 2 pounds of this, if that's all I have, I think that is.
That's it.
Exercise more.
Obvious.
And okay, no sugar, no wheat, right? Those two things?
That's it. Those are the two.
There you go. So, class, if you didn't get anything else out of today's broadcast, if you're growing one of these, bellies, get rid of the sugar and get rid of the wheat. And then I'd like to hear what you found. Give us a call. Let us know. Give us a couple weeks or a month and let us know what you found out. I read, Dr. Shuley, that not enough vitamin D, which you've been talking about, vitamin D, increases the risk of bladder cancer by preventing the immune response.
Well, of course, at the top of my list for immune strength is vitamin D3, but remember, you also need some K2.
Mm-hmm.
K2 right. Works quite synergistically. They're sort of like Siamese twins with the D3. But as I think everyone knows, I've been on 50,000 once a week for well over almost 11 years.
Dr. Shuley, if we're going to look at how much it costs to have the right vitamins and mineral supplements, if we wanted the minimum to be healthy, not the maximum, just the minimum, about how much would it cost us a year, do you think?
About $1,000.
$1,000. And so how much is health care, or alleged health care?
Well, you're going to probably save $2,500 a year on health care.
There you go. So it's crazy not to do it.
You got it.
Absolutely crazy not to do it. So Dr. Shuley is going to be on stage tonight at the DoubleTree from 6 to 7, live presentation, DoubleTree Hotels, Springfield, Missouri. Absolutely free. And there'll be questions, time for questions and meeting Dr. Shuley right after that. So if you're in the neighborhood, I hope you can make it. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. Class, it's a great day. It's a great day. We don't have a dyke in the White House. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.